When we hear people talking about inspirational leaders, some of these people and these speeches may come to mind.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough.
I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Yes, speeches like those ones can really get people going, get them to believe in themselves or the common good and goal. We've even heard about the importance of inspirational leadership in our workplaces, how it can give people a morale boost, having a leader that's inspirational, that's G-ing them up, that's pumping up everyone's tires, it's making people feel real good. But it turns out it may make us complacent. That's according to a new study. One of the researchers is Rebecca Mitchell, a professor at Macquarie University's Business and Economics Faculty. Rebecca, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
How can inspirational leadership undermine productivity and innovation at work? It sounds to me like the opposite should be the case.
Look, and I think that's what most people think, isn't it? Most people think that positive begets positive and negative begets negative, but it is more complex than that, because while positive mood, inspirational leaders, they do create this positive mood, and while that can help us think more expansively and help us be more flexible in our approach and want to work together, it can, as you've said, also lead to this complacency, because we take it as information and we process it and we think, okay, this is going well, this is not a challenging situation, I can sit back, you know. And one of the things we tend to do is just accept what's thrown at us. So if somebody makes a suggestion, we go, yeah, that sounds good, and we don't really engage in that kind of rigorous, thoughtful problem solving that's necessary for us to innovate.
So when you say inspirational leaders, it sounds to me like you're just saying really nice leaders.
No, it's actually those leaders. I mean, you brought out the big guns earlier on, but it's actually those leaders that create a vision that is compelling and inspiring. Those sorts of leaders really create a very positive mood in teams or in departments or even organisations. But that creation of a positive mood, it can be fantastic. It can be about motivating people and energizing them. But if it's too, if it's not challenging enough, perhaps, or if it creates a very strong sense that everything is going well, that we are doing extremely well, then that can lead to complacency. That can be the, you know, a very difficult thing for a manager to overcome then, when people think, no, we're doing fine, we don't have to interrogate, we don't have to go and find out, you know, how different companies are doing this.
So you picked hospitals and other healthcare institutions for your study. Why?
Oh, I did. Look, I read a report a long time ago, but sadly it's still true that medical errors are the third leading cause of death in US hospitals, and indeed pretty similar statistics all over the world, in Canada and Australia, and much of this results from miscommunication, poor teamwork, ineffective leadership. And right there and then I decided, you know, it's really worth looking at this. It really warrants in investigating to try and understand how you can be an effective leader. How you can have effective teams in hospitals.
Inspiration, positivity, innovation, they're hard things to measure, to define. You know, we have different definitions of what they all mean. So how does your study work? How did you actually quantify it or study this?
Yeah, so we went into hospitals and we got a great response, and we had two surveys. So I think that's quite important. So we went to the members of the team and we said to them, you know, what's it like working here? And we asked them about their mood in particular and what they thought of their leader, those kinds of things. And then we went to another person external to that team, so not the members, and we said, how's that team performing? Are they innovating? Are they actually creating some meaningful change? And so that's how we do it. So we're pretty confident about the results, that it really does ring true that, look, positive mood is fine, but it has to be managed and it can lead to complacency.
So what are the implications then for bosses? You know, should they steer away for creating big plans, big ideas, big visions?
I think look, I'm not telling people to be negative. That's the first thing that I want to say. I'm not saying go for a negative mood. It's better. I'm certainly not saying that. But what I'm saying is that leaders have to be careful. They can't just go in and think, look, if I make sure that everybody gets along and if I, you know, get everybody inspired to follow a vision and if I really motivate and set us towards some lofty, compelling goals, that this positive mood that's engendered is just going to take care of everything. They have to really watch what's happening in the team, watch to see whether people are sort of taking shortcuts, watch to see whether people are just, you know, satisfying, not really working to innovate, and then maybe intervene. One of the things we found was it's really easy to address this. So all you really have to do is kind of almost say, don't do it, don't be complacent, don't take shortcuts. All we suggested was if they're aware of the expertise of different people, then they'll expect those different people to come up with new ideas, and just that expectation, just, you know, that motivation to find out what other people are doing, that's all it takes to really benefit from positive mood.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Professor Rebecca Mitchell there from Macquarie University. This is RN Drive.